where in Simin Lamed Beis we'll start again from the beginning of Sif Yud Zayin. Im Nafla Tipas Diyoi L'Toicha Ois. If a Tipas Diyoi fell inside of an Ois, Ve'ena Nikeres Ha'Ois, and the Ois is no longer recognizable, halachically, Ein Takana Ligra Ha'Diyoi. You cannot scrape away the Diyoi that caused the Shini Tzura, Ve'al Yedei Kach Yehei Niker Ha'Ois, to have a Chak Toiches, because if you do that, it's Chak Toiches U'Pasol. Mishum De Ba'inen V'Kosa V'Loi V'Chokak. It's Chak Toiches, and one has to write the Ois and not create the Ois by erasing. And over here, since the Ois became a Shini Tzura, and now you're correcting it by erasing, so that is Chak Toiches, because the letter has been created by erasing and not by writing. V'hu Adin Im Ta. So let's see the Mishnah Brura in Sifkotan Lamed Samach Zayin. V'loi V'chokak. You have to write and not be Chakik. V'zeh Gam Kein Chakika Mikri. And this is called Chakika. In other words, the question is that maybe since it was written originally properly, so it's not called Chak Toiches, says the Mishnah Berurah, no, this is Chak Toiches. Kevin She'ena Oysa Maisa Begufa Ois, because at the end of the day, we have a Shini Tzura, and you're kashering it without doing any Maisa in the Gufa Ois, you're just scraping away. Elo Yigra Gamken Ktsas Me'a Ois, the way to fix it is to scrape away part of the Ois itself, Ad Shelo Yishor Tzurasa Yolov, until you are mevatel the tzura, v'yachar kach yitaknenu im loy kosev adayin achar ois zeh. And then you can recreate the ois if you haven't yet written further. The lav hachi, because if you have written further, posel b'tfilin mezuzos to be in kesidron. It would be a problem of shalai kesidron. Again, so the way to kasher this ois is to scrape away the dioi that caused the shini tzura. Now you have a kosher letter that's posel. You have a kosher tzura. That's possible because of Chak Toiches. Scrape a little more to passel the ois. So now you have a possel ois. And then add it in ink, and now you've recreated the letter by writing as opposed to Chakika. The reason why it would have been Chak Toiches is because it was a Shini Tzura, and it's batel deze ksiva rishayna. So the original ksiva is now batel. Avlam loinishtan etzura sa'ois. But if the dioi that fell did not cause a shini tzura, yachalim chak tipas dioi, you can just erase the tipa. Ve'ein chiluk, bein shenofel ha'dioi letoich chalal ha'ois bilvad. It doesn't make a difference if the dioi fell into the chalal ha'ois itself, like gamal ha'ois kufa, or even if it fell on the ois itself, and it's ave gag ha'ois, and now the gag of the ois is thicker. Or if the yerech became thicker, it can be fixed by scraping away the tipas tioi, and it's not going to be called chak teiches. Why not? Because there was never a shini tzura. So you're not kashering it by scraping. It's kosher anyway. Afilu tikun loiboy b'zen. Be'etzem, you don't even have to fix it at all. Rak yoise toiv shiatakin. But it's better if you fix it. Alkain, therefore, yachal ases tikun zeh, afilu b'tfilin u'mezuzes, deb'inan kesidron. You can even fix it in tfilin and mezuzes, and there's no problem of shaloi kesidron, v'ayin b'bir alocha. V'da'oid, da'a shulchan aruch mayri afilu nafla hatipa achar shenigmar ha'ois. The shulchan aruch is talking, even if the tipa fell after you have the final tzura of the ois, v'kol shekainim nafla koidim shenigmar ha'ois, kedin. Certainly, if you wrote half the letter, and then the tipa fell, and you erased it, v'gomar mitchila ha'ois, v'ein nikar adayin, de'bazeh kuli alma sayvim, de'ein takona begreiris ha'tipa. If the letter was finished, and then the tipa fell, so that would be chak toiches, like we said. But if you only had half the letter, and you scraped away the tipa, then it would be kosher if you scrape it away, and then finish it off al yedei ksiva, d'harei ice, because when the tipa ruined it, it didn't ruin anything. You didn't have an ice yet. Rak ata al yedei greira, v'havei chak toiches mamish, and it's chak toiches mamish, again in a case where you had a tzura and it ruined the tzura. Achim garam mitchila hatipa, but if, as we said, you erased the tipa v'roitza ata ligmar ha'ois, and now you want to complete the letter, b'zei yeshtei es ben apoiskim. In other words, again, so we're dealing with a case where you wrote half the letter, and then the tipa fell, and it ruined the half of the letter that you wrote, and you scraped away the tipa to recreate the half of the letter that was there originally. The Radach Sefer Delay Mahani. The Radach holds that that's also no good. The Sfira Lay, because he holds the Kevon Shenafla Hatipa Al Mikzas Ha'ois Nisbat Al Mimenu Shem Ksiva. In other words, it doesn't have to be dafka that the tipa is mevatel the ksiva of the entire ois. Even if the tipa is mevatel half of the ksiva, half of the ois, which was b'ksiva, that ksiva is also nisbatel. V'havei k'chakika ba'alma, and all you've done is chakika. Umamahani, and what does it help you? Umyigmar ha'ois al yedei ksiva. It doesn't help. You have half a letter that was created with chakteiches. And certainly, let's say you haven't begun writing the ois yet bichlal, and a tipas dioi fell on the klaf. And the tipa that fell on the klaf fell in the shape of a half a letter. It's not going to be a mutter to finish off the ois al yedei ksiva. And they hold that even in this case, where a tipas dioi fell on the klaf in the shape of half a letter and you finished it off b'ksiva, that's also going to be kosher, not like the Radach, not like anybody really. And they're going to say that it's not called chakteiches, ela kishagoymer ha'ois al yedei chakika. The aside of the Ramon the Beis Yosef is that the only time you say chakteiches is when you finalized the letter al yedei chakika. But if the so-called chakteiches, or lack of ksiva, is only in the first half of the letter, and you finished off the letter bekashrus, that's going to be kosher according to the Rama and the Beis Yosef. But in this case of the tipa falling on the klaf, and then you finish it off bekseva with the Beis Yosef and the Rama Amekel, the Achreinim say to be machmir, unless, as the Taz points out, you take the tipa that fell on the klaf and it's still wet, and you move it around, and you create from that tipa a complete letter. That's ksiva. But if you just finish it off, then that would not be acceptable, it would not be kosher. Now we'll go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, V'kosav dalet v'hu adinim tov v'kosav dalet b'mokim resh. The same would apply if one wrote a dalet in place of a resh, a beis b'mokim chaf, or he wrote a beis where he was supposed to write a chaf. Ein takona limchay katag letakein ha'ois. It would not be acceptable to just erase the okev of the dalet or the okev of the beis to create a resh or a chaf, mishum dahavi chakteiches, because again, you're finalizing the letter by way of erasure and not by way of ksiva. Says the Mishnah Brurus of Katan Samaches, ein takona, perush al yedei hamechika ein takona. By erasing the okev, that would not kasher the letter. Avul mutar lehoisiv dioi v'lal seisei ogel, but you would be allowed to add dioi and make it round, because over there you're finishing the letter with ksiva and not with chakika. V'cheinim tov v'kosav resh b'mokim dalet v'chof b'mokim beiz v'havu oisiyas oven. Let's say you made a resh instead of a dalet, or you made a chof instead of a beiz. In other words, the opposite case of the mechaber. V'havu oisiyas oven, and the letters are thick. Ein takona sheyigron v'yamidon betunas dalet a beiz. You can't carve out an okev into the resh and the chof to create a dalet and a beiz, because that again would be finishing off the letter with chakika, and that's chakteiches. Avol mutel ha'isav alein dioi v'la'asayisam b'tmunas dalet ha'beis, but you would be able to add to the resh and make it into a dalet, or add to the chaf and make it into a beis, that would be fine. V'cheinim tov b'kosa b'mokim zayin nun pshuta. Let's say you wrote a zayin instead of a nun pshuta, so it's too short. Ein takana she'yigurai, I'm sorry, you wrote a nun pshuta instead of a zayin, so it's too long. You can't just shorten the yerech of the endanun and turn it into a zayin. Because again, you're creating a zayin by erasing and not with ksiva. You have to erase the whole thing and rewrite it. He means the whole regel and rewrite it. bimkaim hadalad, if you wrote a hey instead of a dalad, ain't takana ligra haregel shala hey vishar dalad, you can't just take out the nakuda of the hey and leave it as a dalad. The daima lasamach ubeis shenafal tipas dioisham and iskalkal tmunasi al yedei zed alay mahani greis atipa. Because what's the difference if a tipas dioi fell into a samach and ruined the tzura? So we say you can't scrape the tipa and recreate the samach al yedei greira. If you have a hay instead of a dalet, so it's like you have a tipus dioi that fell into a dalet, and now you're recreating it al yidei greira mishum de ein aisem aisem begufa ois v'hachi nami kai gavna. And also in a case where you needed a dalet and you made a hay el atzarech ligra gamken ktsas hagag ad she yishar kamoi vav. What you have to do is you have to take off enough of the gag of the hay until you turn that surah into something similar to a vav. Or you have to take off the yerech of the yerech yamin of the hay until that part of it doesn't have a tzura of a dalet anymore. And then you can erase the nakuda of the hay and then rewrite the regal of the dalet. Klala de milsa. The bottom line is goyer loy mahani liyos ksiva. You cannot create a letter with greira. Bekach umikri chaktoiches. That's called chaktoiches. Avol koisiv mahani. But to fix it by writing is mutter shema ava ha'ois midalad resh, to make it thicker, to turn the dalad into a resh with ksiva, I may resh dalad shakos v'atag, where again you're fixing it al yedei ksiva. Ula inyan shalei kesidron, and regarding the klal of shalei kesidron, na'apaychu, it's the opposite. Goyrer, kosher, to erase would be kosher. What does that mean? Kegoin, let's say you have a case, bedibuk ois la'ois. So you have a problem of hakovas gvil, and it's a psul, ukidula kamon, as we're going to discuss. And now you're going to erase the negia, the zeloi mikri maisa begufa ois. You haven't done anything in the gufa ois. The koisev posel. Umashe itarnu lahoisev dioi lahamidan al tmunosan. When we said that, but you can fix it by writing, hainu kishaloi kosav ois yashachar, that all this is talking about a case where you haven't yet written further. So if you haven't yet written further, so then these tikkunim will help because you're not getting into a shaila of shaloi kesidron. But I'm sorry, because there is no shaila of shaloi kesidron because you haven't written further yet. But if you would have written further yet, so then it would be a problem of shaloi kesidron. Limchoi katag, sefkotin samach tes, right? It's talking that it wouldn't be mutter to erase the okev of the dalet or the beis, to turn it into a resh or a chaf. Vafilo macharkach yimshech gamken, even if you're going to play around with the chaf afterwards, that doesn't help. Because you already turned it into a chaf al yedei greira, and it was already pasul. So the fact that you're going to play around with it afterwards is not going to help you. Says the Bir Halacha Divrei Maschil, the kosav dalet b'mokim reish, hu adinim nasa dalet acher shenigmar ksivas hareish. The same would apply if you made a dalet after the resh was already written. Gamkein ein lahachshir b'chakika. In other words, what he's saying is, you would have had a havamina, let's say I wrote a resh. So I had a kosher ois al yedei ksiva. And now I added an okev by accident. So now it's a dalet. So you would think, maybe I could just take off that okev, and I'll just put it back the way it was, and that's not called chaktoiches. Says the Bir Halacha, that's also called chaktoiches. Lefid ma de pasuk ha-mechaber binyan tipas dioi. Ubinyan dvekas ois la'ois, afilu achash nigmara. Udeloi kismak. The smak held that that would taka be mutter, because since the ois originally was written the way it's supposed to be, so you're just putting it back the way it was, and that's not called chaktoiches. Says the Bir Halacha, we don't, the mechaber, it's clear from the mechaber that we don't hold like that smak. Acher kach matzasi b'chudishu Rabbi Kiva Eger, sheheyer b'zeh. Subsequently, I saw that Rabbi Kiva Eger is ma'orer this nekuda as well.